This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Yes, good morning. Where's Akmal? He was here a second ago. Oh, there he is. Has he turned up?
No, he's just having a chat.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, wait, there he is.
He decided to join us.
TGIF. TGIF.
No, it's not TGIF yet,
mate. It is TGIF.
No, it's not.
No, my acronym stands for something completely different.
Oh, does it?
Let's put it this way. The F doesn't stand for Friday.
I don't think I want to know what the F stands for.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
And it's just as joyous as,
well, good.
Thank God it's Friday.
Well, it's TGIW, actually. Thank God it's Wednesday. A little bit of a hump day.
Hump day.
It's hump day.
Well, I heard about it.
It's hump day every day in my house.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what your neighbours say.
Sorry. No, it's not.
Apparently the neighbours haven't had much sleep the last few days.
Anyway. Anyway, lots coming up on the show today.
Do you use a megaphone?
Yeah, I like everybody to hear me, doing the horizontal folk dance.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you have a recording?
No, I don't have a recording.
You should bring it in for the show. Get it your Zoom mic.
Do you remember what happened years ago? I think Bon Jovi. No, who was it?
It was Mandy Coolen.
Kid Rock or someone had a recording of somebody having sex in the background of one of their songs, and I think they got sued.
It's
or
actually
something?
In the radio codes of practice. You're not allowed to put any actual
sexual
acts of-
act.
To air.
Oh, yeah. To air. There you go. Yeah. Thank
so,
you,
sorry,
Captain
Akmal,
Sensible. Thank you.
But it'd be okay with you because you mostly pretend.
Oh.
Is that right? No. There's no need for that.
There's no need for that.
Welcome
we'll
to
just
Wednesday.
Move straight on for that one. And just a reminder, anyone who calls the show and gets on air, 432-44444 is the number, goes in the running to win an awesome prize pack thanks to BJ Howes, their 40th birthday. Sales on this Saturday, Lizero and Charm Haven. It's a mini tool workshop and also a fire pit/drink cooler.
It's a mini tool box.
Yeah.
So remember, people. You can call the show anytime. 432-44444 is the number.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, yesterday, team, on the show, we put the Erin and Menshed in touch with someone who could really help them out because we heard about their sad story of a bunch of welding equipment getting stolen.
Yeah, Sunday, a bunch of welding equipment got stolen. In fact, all of their welding equipment.
Yeah, apparently, it's really suspicious because I went to Cash Converters and all they had was welding equipment.
Yeah.
And Menshed was just scratched out. It's just like you just make them M and Ed. Men's Ed.
M-Ed.
M-Ed. I said, is this from the Men's Shed? He goes, no.
No.
Just looks that way.
Well, the Men's Shed do a lot of great work in our community. It's a place for men to go to use their skills, to make things. I mean, your father-in-law has been involved in a Men's Shed where he's helped build ramps for people who are in wheelchairs and things like
that. And he's built houses just for fun.
Wow.
When no one's asked him.
Honestly, men have so many skills, don't they?
Well, some men. I don't. I can't put a screw. I can't
even
put
know
a
what
picture
a screwdriver.
Up.
Yeah.
I can't. I tried to paint once and I had to leave the house. I had to sell it.
You got bored.
No, I didn't get bored. It was. It's a long story.
Anyway.
But I'm not very good with my hands.
Well, these guys are, but it's a shame that they got, all of this stuff stolen. So we decided to see if we could help out.
Bob Miller.
Hello, Bob. It's Mandy and Akmal from 2GO's Breakfast Show here.
Hello, Bob.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, but we heard that something pretty annoying and pretty awful happened to you guys at the Erin and Men's Shed last night.
Yeah, well, before 9 o'clock yesterday morning, we were broken into and found out while we went to church yesterday morning that all our welding gear had been stolen from the men's shed.
That's so awful. It's
terrible.
Yeah.
Police are on the lookout for someone wearing welding glasses.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
Someone who looks a bit like Ned Kelly.
Yeah, like Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really awful. And tell me, it must take you guys quite a while to get this equipment because you guys depend on donations and...
Yes. Yeah, we've been open 4 years now and, gradually built a second shed. Our church here in a community men's Baptist Church was good enough to let us have one of their sheds or part thereof. And we built up from there gradually, and now we've got woodworking, metalworking, and gardening, and it's just great to see it develop, and we're 54 members.
That's amazing, 54 members.
It's a bit of a low act if you're stealing from a charitable organisation.
That's
You've hit rock bottom if you've done that. But what we're going to do is if we catch this culprit, we're going to weld his testicles together.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
We're going to do it at Erin Affair publicly, just like the old days.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure about
that. That's nearly as bad as drawing and quartering, isn't it?
It is a bit. Look, we do feel really terrible for you guys. We know you do a lot of good work for the community. You also help men who are retired, maybe feeling a bit lost. And need to meet some people. So, look, we're going to pop you on hold there for just a second, Bob. So just hang on there for us, okay? Hang on.
Sure, yep.
So we've got Steve Dawson from BJ House Lizaro on the phone. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good, Mandy.
That's good. Did you hear about this terrible theft at the Erin a men's shed?
Yeah, I did this morning. It's no good.
It's no good at all. These guys have saved up and worked really hard to get the equipment that they've got. And, they've lost all of it, all their welding equipment. They lost masks and all sorts of stuff.
And by the way, Steve, I just want to point out you're not a suspect. Okay, we've checked.
Thank you for that.
Yes, you've got a clean record. He has nothing to do with it.
And he sounds like an upstanding citizen.
He does. He's probably upstanding right now.
But you guys at BJ House, are you able to help?
Oh, definitely. As soon as we heard about it, we can do something to help out here. Get a list together, and between us and our supply network, we'll do everything we can to get these guys back up and welding again.
Oh, that's so fantastic, Steve. You know what? Let's get Bob back on the phone. He's the secretary of the men's shed at Erina, and let's let you tell him yourself, Steve, because that's pretty amazing. Bob, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Bob, we've got Steve from BJ Howes on the line. Steve, this is
G'day,
Bob.
Steve.
Hey, Bob. How are you, mate? Yeah, we heard about what happened. We love the work you guys do in the community.
Oh, thanks.
And, we're more than happy to help wherever we can. So get you guys back up and welding again as soon as possible.
Okay, that's fantastic, mate. We'll come talk to you, hey?
Yeah, get a list together, and between us and our supply network, we'll do everything we can.
Oh, we'll most certainly do that. I really appreciate it. That's a lovely thing to do.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking to us, Bob, and also thank you much, Steve, from BJ House. This is amazing. This is such a great thing to do for
very,
the community.
Very generous.
It is.
It's awesome, and we've got a wonderful community, and it's great to see how we all jump in together. Appreciate what you guys are doing and what BJ House are doing. It's just wonderful.
Oh, that's great. And
no
Steve,
mentions of 2GO there, but that's okay.
No.
We're not doing it.
We are them.
I'm joking. I'm trying to get laughs.
And Steve.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, sometimes.
Steve, you've got the big 40th anniversary sale for BJ House this weekend. So if ever there's a reason to go and say hi to BJ House, it's certainly this weekend. That's at Lizaro and Charmhaven, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It should be a big day for us. Right. 40 years in business on the coast. Yeah, to celebrate.
That's definitely worth celebrating. And when you look after the community like you do, there's even more reason to celebrate. Thank you so much, Steve. Lovely to talk to you. And lovely to talk to you too, Bob, from Men's Shed in Erina.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Show us your hard drive.
Beg your pardon?
Get your floppy disk out.
Oh, no, I forgot to delete my history.
What did you Google last?
Nothing.
This is where you tell us what's in your history, your browser history, and maybe win yourself a prize. Clint from Blackwell, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Sunshine, what was on your last Google search?
So we have to fly to Adelaide, and I'm taking my kids, and all of them have got ID except my 11-year-old. So I had to Google how to get photo ID for my 11-year-old to fly.
Well, that's an interesting question. What did you find out?
Yeah, not a lot.
Okay. Thanks,
are you
Google.
Sure it's your son?
Yes. Maybe just bring the family photo albums. Thank you, Clint. Great to hear from you. Linda from North Entrance. What did you Google last?
Yeah, morning, Mandy and Akmal. I Googled greyhounds as pets. We lost our greyhound last week.
Greyhounds are such beautiful, gentle animals.
They're gorgeous.
And did you have a greyhound before, did you, Linda?
Yeah, we had him. He was an ex-racer.
Oh, darling. Oh, look, stay there. We're going to find some tickets for you, Linda. Just stay there. We're very sorry about that. But you can adopt greyhounds who have been racing before, and it's a great thing to do. Let's go to Mark now in East Gosford. Mark, hello.
Yes, guys.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Excellent.
What did you search last, Mark? And be honest.
I searched Meghan Markle's ex boyfriend.
Was that because you just want to make sure that it wasn't you?
No, I just found out that you sat on quite a few thrones, so I hope Harry's got a big crown.
Oh,
nice work.
God.
Apparently her ex.
You thought about that for a while. Look at you.
He's been rehearsing that. One of her ex-boyfriends is a porn star. Was a porn star.
Mark, is this
is
true?
That right?
Yes, it was a porn star at age 18 or 19, and he went and done a couple of gay movies to pay his rent.
There you go. That's not going to come back ever to haunt her.
Wow.
All right.
Well, let's not judge people.
Mark, we're going to send you along to the NRL. You got the Sydney Roosters taking on the Gold Coast Titans. 26th of May, Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. Tickets at tickettech.com.au. You got a double pass though, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, Mark.
We don't judge here on this show.
No, we don't judge.
Only judges can judge.
That's right.
If you're qualified to be
don't
a judge.
Be judgy.
Yes, but Jesus doesn't like judges because he said, do not judge. Otherwise, you yourself will be judged. So judges are all going to hell.
But what about Judge Judy? What did he say about her?
Oh, she is the devil.
Okay.
She is Satan.
Right. 2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Mandy, I do want to talk to you about something, because you talked to me about an incident that happened to you in your house with your neighbour. You discussed it with me off air, and I had the class to talk about it on air.
Yeah.
And you weren't ready for that, but you don't seem to mind, because you were having some intimate times.
Mm. Special cuddles.
Special cuddles with someone we don't know.
It was Matt.
Well, so you say. We don't have any footage. You know, I'll take your word for it.
Okay, good.
But you told me that the neighbours told someone that you know that they can't get to sleep because of your special cuddles. You obviously do it through a megaphone.
Well, it was a bit horrifying. Yes, some friends told me, who are friends with my neighbour, that they could hear us having special cuddles, and I didn't realise, and now I'm mortified.
You're mortified, and as you should be, because that kind of thing shouldn't be done.
Nobody should have to listen to that.
No, and it shouldn't be enjoyed. If Jesus has taught us anything, it should be just done to make babies.
Okay, sure.
You know, and but I don't know. I coincidentally, I'm looking at the paper this morning and I see a story, and I was wondering if it was about you.
Oh, wow.
Right. It says a resident has written a letter to their neighbor saying, this is the letter. It said, this is a little embarrassing. However, we thought it was wise to bring this to your attention, the note said. Last weekend, whilst taking my granddaughter to the beach, we had the misfortune, and that's really, you know, misfortune's a bit harsh, of walking past your property at an unfortunate moment. It was very difficult to explain to my young granddaughter the noises coming out from Mandy Cullen's house.
I made
that last bit up. But it's an interesting thing, you know.
She left a note.
Whilst not wanting to infringe on your privacy, I think it would be best practice to close the window to prevent a repeat performance. You see, I would have been different. I would have said, can you please just do it louder, because I can't quite make out what you're doing. And it's a different perspective, isn't it?
It is a different perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, this is the thing. Where does your privacy start and somebody else's kind of inconvenience start?
I think
start?
When their walls are shaking, then you've infringed on their
privacy.
Yes. Mm. I mean,
the awkward thing was, it actually wasn't the homeowners who were home. They had a house sitter looking after.
Right.
And it was the house sitter that was having a little bit of afternoon delight.
That's right.
Oh, what a song. This is such a great song.
Yes, it's a great song, but you know what? I don't actually believe these neighbors. You know, it's the old excuse of, oh, that wasn't me. No, that was someone.
Yeah,
they
were
sitting. They were sitting for us. And they sound like us.
Yeah, and they look a little bit like us
They
too.
Look a lot like us, but they were house sitters, but they're not us. And they were making noises. People get embarrassed about, you know, the most natural thing. Mm. Why? Why do they get embarrassed?
No, I don't know.
I don't get embarrassed. I'm quite happy. I'm very quiet, actually. I get over and done with it. And then you know, it's a duty. I have to do it.
It's a duty.
I do it as quietly as possible.
Don't call it a duty. That's taking all the fun
That's
out of it.
That's what I call it. It's a call of duty. I say, reporting for duty.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
This is sad. I feel a little bit sad about us.
We want happy news.
I know. Well, listen to this. Australians are now officially more vain than Americans with 500,000. That's 500,000 cosmetic procedures from Botox to boob jobs performed last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's disappointing, guys.
Well, you know who's leading that?
What?
Nicole Kidman. Mm. You know, she's like 54 or something. Mm. She looks... She can, you know, the only disadvantage to Nicole is that she can only accept roles that where the characters is permanently surprised.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all she can do.
Her face doesn't move, does it?
Her face doesn't move.
I can't help it when I meet somebody who's had the lip thing done. What's the lip, the big collagen implants or something?
Well, it's probably called the lip collagen implants.
Yeah, well, I can't help but stare at their lips. Yes. I find it really hard to look at their eyes.
Do they go and say, how much will it cost to make me look like Mick Jagger?
Mm. I'd like the Mick Jagger. Maybe that's the style. Look.
Yeah. No, well, I have a friend who shall remain nameless who is obsessed with making her lips bigger.
Mm.
And I say, but why? It looks ridiculous. You look like...
Do you say that to her?
Yeah, I say, you look like a salmon. You know, like I'm looking closely at a salmon.
Yeah.
And she said... Shut up.
I've got tiny lips, so, you know, I should want to do it, but I don't because I can't fathom putting a needle into my lips. I think that would be disgusting.
Well, what would the advantage be?
I don't know. Maybe I could kiss better.
That's not. Hey, you know? the neighbors reckon you're a great kisser.
Oh, thanks, neighbors.
Yeah, in fact, the entire street vouches for your kissing ability.
Some people do use Botox and stuff for other uses, though, other than just looking pretty. I've got a friend who actually had it injected under her armpit. She's an excessive sweater. Like really bad.
Wow.
So sweat stains, all that on her clothes. She was really embarrassed by it. So they actually injected Botox under her armpits to stop the sweating so much.
That's remarkable. Mm.
What an amazing drug.
Yeah,
it
well, I
it
have
does a lot
I,
of things.
I have an acquaintance who has a stomach issue, a digestive issue.
Yes.
And she gets Botox injected into her...
Insides.
In her insides.
Her
because
guts.
It helps the movement of the food and the digestion and stuff.
And ever since she's been doing that, people have commented and said, well, wow, you are really beautiful on the inside.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah, I am.
See what I did there?
That was good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. No.
Tough crowd.
I think the thing to draw from it is that you're beautiful without it, though. If you don't need it on your face and stuff, just, you know, you're lovely.
Don't stuff with your face.
I don't need it on my face, despite the protests. People are saying, get Botox, for God's sake. I say, nah, not doing it. Don't wanna.
No.
I'm beautiful.
Don't wanna.
I accept myself for who I am. I will get a boob job, though, because I need bigger nipples.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You know who Laurie Anderson is?
No.
Laurie Anderson is a conceptual artist. Conceptual artist is like Yoko Ono, right? Basically, if you're a terrible artist and you can't draw and you can't sculpt and you can't do anything, you call yourself a conceptual artist.
It's true.
Which means you could just do nonsense.
Well, Yoko Ono does songs that just go...
That's actually more pleasant than the original, believe it or not. That gives you an idea how bad the original is.
I've seen her in concert. It's a trip.
I've seen
Yoko Ono in concert, and no joke, she just stands on stage and does weird stuff and makes weird sounds.
Mm,
it's not particularly pleasant.
Yes, I think the wrong person was killed in New York. That doesn't mean...
Oh,
no.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Be cool. I'm joking.
Come on.
Hey, I do have some audio of Laurie Anderson.
This is Laurie Anderson. If you remember this.
This is Oh Superman.
That's her big hit.
You better get ready.
I remember this. This is from a very long time ago. What year is this?
You can come as you are.
1982.
I remember this.
And you can learn from her song, you know, when you're having special cuddles, maybe keep it to that. Finished. Now, what she did, the reason we bring Laurie Anderson up is because in New York last night, she held a concert for dogs. That's true. A concert for dogs. And the dogs came in from all over the country to listen to this because, you know, very few dogs aren't sort of catered for in the music industry.
No, they're not.
And a lot of dogs were searched by police and found illegal treats and... like, you know, liver treats that have been banned. And,
contraband.
You know, and just...
That's funny.
So, yeah, so the dogs enjoyed it. You know, the other joke I had was, I bet they had a big subwoofer.
Oh, very
Subwoofer.
Good. Subwoofer.
Oh, come Woof. On. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, my look, God. It's
good.
Hard.
I did say it was good. Sorry.
I've never worked so hard in my life. And people
what
just...
does the concert sound like? Like, are they doing, like, what was well, it? Was it just for the dogs? It was for everybody? Was it normal music or was it?
Well, people bring in their headphones and their dogs, it was like they were like high-pitched tones and low-pitched tones that only dogs can hear.
Fantastic.
And, and she would say, okay, now let's just the boys now. Okay, now just the bitches.
Let's have a listen.
This is
to
what it.
It
actually sounded like. So I don't know if that's them enjoying it or not, but
yeah.
I don't think it is. Oh, did anyone crowd again. Surf?
Yeah, it was a big Saint Bernard. Jumped and surfed and killed a few dogs.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
All right, everyone, put your hands on your cheeks and get ready for your face to melt.
Oh, great.
Because this is going to melt your face.
Oh, I thought you were going to...
No, this is mind-blowing stuff. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Australian scientists. This is us here in Australia. We have discovered the fastest-growing black hole known in the universe. Now, that's massive news.
You know what that's called? Kalgoorlie. Kalgoorlie's the biggest hole. No, it is. Have you been there?
No.
They've got this gigantic black hole.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't. This is the biggest black hole in the universe. Now, just to give you a little... They're called quasars, these supermassive black holes. And just to give you a little bit of an idea, it's growing at a rate of 1% every million years. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot. But this black hole has a mass of at least 20 billion times the mass of our sun. 20 billion times the mass of our sun.
Yeah.
That is face-melting stuff.
It's
huge, right?
Yes, literally face-melting.
That's right, if you get too close.
Don't get too close.
Suck your face right off.
First, have you seen the first man on the sun? Burnt the hell out of his feet. Idiot.
The light from this supermassive black hole has travelled for 12 billion years to get to us. So we are only just seeing it now, which means that this black hole was formed right at the beginning of the universe, which is a real
billion.
Puzzle. Yeah.
12 billion years.
12
wow.
billion years that's, it's taken for this light.
That was before I was born.
Yeah, it was before you were born. It's
before
a huge puzzle. Huge puzzle for scientists because they don't understand how these black holes grew so big so early in the formation of the universe.
Yes. It's a remarkable world we live in.
It is.
It's mysterious.
You know, so give us a call if you know how quasars grew so big in the early stages of the universe.
And don't say Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha.
You can call the show anytime, 4324444, just in case someone does know the answer.
Or Ganesh.
Or Thor.
Or Thor.
Thor, Roman, Greek. He's a Greek god, Or Vaisha, the one with the many hands. That could come in. That's very handy. Vishnu.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
There's some sad news. I think you're a lolly person. You love sugar.
I love sugar. Unfortunately, it's not good for you.
You're a vegan. You've got so many other great habits, but you...
I crave sugar.
You love it.
Sugar.
And I think you're going to be disappointed. I know Widow, our Captain Sensible, is going to be very disappointed. Coles and Woolworths have made the tough, in inverted commas, decision. The tough decision.
Yeah, they have to make tough decisions.
The tough decision to remove Starburst from its supermarket shelves.
Now, I must say, I was never a huge fan of Starbursts.
Okay.
They all, not a big...
snakes, they had the, what are the ones that are individually wrapped, the little fruit tubes?
The little fruit tube things. No, not a big fan. I would bring... Can you still get Smarties?
Yeah, you can still get Smarties.
That's great, because I want to use that analogy. He's onto it like a fat kid on a Smartie. I love that.
That's my favorite. That is a funny little saying.
Yeah, Smartie. But then you tell kids that, and they go, what's a Smartie? We don't know what a Smartie is.
Well, I think Smarties are still going around. Starburst, though, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to... Because, I mean, Coles and Woolworths rule the world, let's be honest. Here in Australia, they do
anyway.
They
can make these big decisions and unchallenged.
And they'll probably replace it with some home brand Starhurst or
Woolies
something.
Woolies brand of
Woolies
Starburst.
Brand. Yeah, what do they call that? Barstburst.
bastards.
Oh, no, that sounds bastards. Like bastards. No, that's not what I meant.
No.
Maybe we should start a black market in Starburst. Maybe there's a little bit of coin to be made on the side here, Akmal. Maybe if we become the, you know, the only place people can get their Starburst.
That's right. And hey, listeners, don't ever accuse us of not tackling the big issues on this show.
Exactly.
Starburst are just as important for some, for people who like it. Mm. I used to be a big fan of Pollywaffle. Do you remember Pollywaffle?
The Pollywaffle. I do remember.
Looked like a big turd.
It did.
And used to put it in swimming pools. And people would freak out.
That was the one with the marshmallow in the middle, wasn't it?
The marshmallow in the middle. You remember that?
I do.
We used to like have pool parties in summer, like with neighbors, and then you just chuck it in, and all the girls would go, and then you pick it up and eat it.
Oh,
who hasn't done that? We've all done that.
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that.
But I used to work at a deli, and the range of lollies was pretty inappropriate. Like, do you remember? Obviously, we've talked about the fads, which were the sort of musk sticks that were white with a little red end, and they looked like cigarettes, and they came in a bag, in a box.
Fags. That's
right. But
there
were other ones called were just in a, like a soft packet, like, looked like a packet of cigarettes, and they were chocolate in the middle.
That's right. And people would say, "Hey, what do you got in your mouth there, Akmal? I got a fag.
Leave me alone.
You got a problem with that?
I'm 9 years old and I'm smoking.
I'm smoking a fag."
Yeah. It was really strange and wrong to think about it now, but kids would walk around pretending to smoke with these lollies.
There was even cigars. Do you remember the cigars? They were a big long musk stick and they had a little gold wrapper around the end, and they looked like...
When I was growing up, we were poor. We had to actually have real cigarettes because we couldn't afford the chocolate ones.
Do you know my grandfather, my Dutch grandfather, Opa, he started smoking at 9.
Oh, yeah.
And it was perfectly... They used to think it was hilarious that these kids would walk around smoking at 9 years old back in the day.
And how long did he live for?
He lived into his 80s and he smoked right up until the end.
So there you go, anti-smoking.
I think they found a half-smoked cigarette in his hand as he was dying. Well, he was dead in the armchair and he had a half-smoked cigarette. So anyway,
there you go.
Good genes.
Good story.
But do you remember the other inappropriate lolly were the gun lollies?
Yes.
Are you going to sneeze?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here we go.
No, the pressure's on.
The pressure's on.
No, sorry. It's gone. You put the pressure on me.
Suck back in your nose.
Oh, God.
Do you remember
anticlimax.
The gun.
Yes, the frozen gun. It was frozen, like cordial thing.
And you used to have to suck it with it in your mouth.
That's
ridiculous. And they had another one with little candies in it.
Yeah.
And you used to have to shoot them into your mouth.
You know?
What's going on there?
You tell the kids this today that and they won't believe you.
I was going with that.
Yeah, I thought Wito would support me on that.
There was something in a hand grenade. What was in a little plastic hand grenade?
The hand grenade was the same as Sunny Boys. All right, and you'd buy them in the morning for breakfast before you ate anything, and you'd suck on that thing for about 2 hours till your lips froze.
Yes.
And it'd be permanently pink.
Yes.
And then you'd look inside and you'd won. It was like, you know, if you got a free Sunny Boy and you'd go get a second one, and then you'd feel ill by lunchtime.
Yeah.
And you'd vomit.
And you'd look like you had blue lips.
You had blue lips, exactly. Lips, yeah. Instead of, yeah, okay.
Now tell me this, is the Chiquito still around?
I don't think so. Chiquito.
I thought the Pollywaffle and the Chiquito still had a kind of presence somewhere, in specialty lolly shops or something.
Well, I'll do some research for you.
Please do.
I will. I'll look into it and I'll report back.
Excellent.
Mandy. And that's why people have, a lot of diabetes because of these ridiculous
lollies.
Did you have a cream bun in the morning?
I used to love a cream bun.
I know. Cream
Pears.
Buns.
What about the Pears dispensers? They were pretty cool too. I wouldn't do it one at a time. I'd just go Pears.
Empty.
Oh, it's empty.
It's empty. Finished.
Well, it looks like Starburst is going the same way as all those lollies. I think a lot of those are gone
now. It's
going
to be extinct from now on.
Should we petition maybe a protest? Maybe let's set some...
Let's get on change.org.
Let's set some generic lollies on fire.
We're going straight to revolution. I was thinking a petition, but we're going straight to revolution. Let's set some lollies on fire.
Petitions don't work.
Okay.
We need action.
All right.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Make sure you're a club member, 2gofm.com.au. We could be sending you to see this guy. Keith Urban, live in Nashville.
Keith, I call him.
Keithy.
Keith. Hey, Keith, come here.
Keith.
He comes. Yeah.
Yeah, but you go and see him. You could also meet him, can't you?
Yeah, you can meet him. There's flights, accommodation, tickets. Everything's taken care
of. That'd be a cool prize, going to Nashville.
To meet him?
Yeah.
But, you know, what if you're disappointed?
No,
I'm about to meet Keith Urban.
I've heard he's a really lovely guy. And he's an Aussie, let's be honest. I mean, I know he's been living in America for a while, but he's an Aussie. He's got to be cool.
That's a very...
Come on.
Here's a nice story about Keith. When I was living back in Wagga, there was a young artist there, country artist, also getting into pop country stuff. Keith actually mentors him out of his own free spare time.
Oh, and that's cool.
So he's a nice guy.
He feels like he's a good guy.
You know who mentored Keith?
Who?
Hey, True Blue.
No, he didn't.
Is it me or you?
No, he didn't.
Is it?
No, he didn't.
Is it me and you?
It's you.
It's definitely you, John Williamson.
Look, if you want to win your way to go see Keith Urban live in Nashville, make sure you become a club member. 2gofm.com.au. Keith Urban's new album, Graffiti U, featuring Parallel Line, is available now on CD and online as well.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. Give Me Lols for Kids, one night only, helping raise money for Give Me Five for Kids, June 3rd at Mingara.
This is all about raising money for Give Me Five for Kids, kids that get sick here on the coast and need specialist equipment and services right here on the Central Coast.
Yeah, it's very important equipment, which the government should pay for, but they don't, so we have to come and help as a community, and we got a great comedy night that will never be repeated. Got every comedian and me.
And you.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what?
That sounded like I wasn't a comedian.
No. You are one of Australia's best comedians. As is Jim Owen, as is Joel Osborne and Fiona O'Loughlin. And the Umbilical Brothers are apparently, I've never seen them live, but apparently they are mind-blowing.
Honestly, if you haven't seen them live, you're in for a treat, because they've been doing it for 30 years and they're like, they're perfect.
Their timing and everything.
No one else does that. No one else does what they do, and they do it so well.
So this is our comedy night, June 3 at Mingara. You can catch Fiona O'Loughlin.
I have free range, my children. So that means, you know, if they want to play on the roof, they can play on the roof. Like, except for the kid next door. He couldn't play on the roof because he was IVF. He cost them thousands, you know. Like.
So she's going to be there, as well as, like I said, Jim Owen, you, the Umby brothers, and Joel Osborne, and including a local guy called Mitch Garling, who you might have seen on Facebook as well.
Yes, now, and a few surprises.
A few surprises.
I'm promising a few surprises that are going to be very pleasing to the people.
So $80 a ticket. Get online now. We don't want you to miss out. They are selling quickly. 2gofm.com.au. We'd love to see you there. And, of course, don't forget, it all helps kids in need.
Every 100% of the proceeds, because we're getting the room for free, the comedians for free, everything, advertising for free. So all the money, that $80 entirely, and it goes to the hospital in its entirety.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We got tickets to go see these guys. Busby Maru, going to be at the Long Jetty Hotel on the 25th of May. You can win those tickets. 4324444 is the number. Just join in on the conversation.
Yeah. I will. Now, I'm not a fan of romance, as you know, because every time I've attempted romance, it's gone horribly wrong. Mm. Every time, and I mean like 100% of the time. So some people are just not meant to be romantic. Mm. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
It's good to
know where your skill set lies too, love. So, you know, like, go with it.
Did you call me love?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Dal? Call me Toots from now on.
Okay,
Call me Toots. That's right. It's the Mandy and Toots. Toots Sally. Toots is, I like the word Toots. You don't like it.
I don't like the word Toots.
I love the word Toots. You know why?
I don't like it. Why?
Because it's very close to another one of my favorite words.
Anyways, marriage proposals.
You know, Toots. But the other word is supposed to be bad. I don't know why. I think it's funny.
I don't.
Tits.
Oh, God.
Do I have to spell everything out?
Oh, why did you have to say it?
Because you
I'm trying to ignore you and move on.
No, you were not trying to ignore me. Anyway, I was trying to make it.
What are we talking about?
Anyway, so getting back on the subject of romance and how it goes horribly wrong for some people and it just seems to gel for others. You know, the cool people. I've never been a cool person. But this proposal backfired badly. This guy was going to propose to his girlfriend, and he got his friend to secretly film it.
Yeah,
and he got in on his knees, and you can see this is really funny footage. And he grabbed her hand and started to propose in the most romantic way. And this woman had a 3-year-old child who just appeared in the shot, and took his pants off and started urinating. and the guy proposing didn't notice.
Oh, great.
So she's saying, oh, you know, I love you and you are my soulmate. And this guy's like that, you know, and that was that juxtaposition is always funny.
It
you know?
Is, isn't it?
You know, especially when someone's being so serious. And there's a lesson for all men. Mm. Forget that nonsense. Just say, I got some of your stuff in my house. Why don't we just, you know, have a baby?
What do you mean, forget that nonsense? You don't think people should get married?
No, I think people should get married, but, you know, that whole getting on your knees and, I mean, come on.
No, that's nice. Come There's on. Something traditional about that that's kind of nice. Yeah. I have to admit, when Matt got on his knee.
He never got up again because he's old.
Well, yeah, he doesn't.
He cracked his
knee.
He
did have to choose his good knee to get down on.
He's still there.
Yeah. It was really beautiful and there was something really, yeah. I don't know, historically, I don't know, traditional about it or something.
People
anyway.
Feel pressured to have to
they
do that.
I mean, look, he was just by a fountain with his girlfriend, so there was no pressure. It was just the fact that this kid child just,
you know, and I think that little monster did it on purpose because he doesn't want him as a stepdad. My friend Peter proposed to his girlfriend under the testicles of the big merino. Is that romantic?
Oh, that is so non-romantic. But the comedy makes up for it, I think.
Yes.
So
comedy
that's good.
Comedy always trumps romance.
I think so. In my opinion, anyway. I'll take comedy any day of the week. But I have to say, like, this happens a fair bit where people have the best intentions to propose romantically and then something happens that's out of their control.
Yes.
A friend of mine had planned this huge thing, took his girlfriend to New York, Central Park. He'd picked the park bench. They were sitting there. They were looking at the lake and everything. He'd done the whole thing. He'd got the Tiffany engagement ring, like you name it. He'd just done it. It was full on.
Mm-hmm.
And he got down on one knee and then a dog came and started doing a poo right next to him as he was in mid-proposal with his girlfriend.
Oh my goodness.
You can't control that. I mean, sometimes you just can't control that.
Well, you can't control that. But, you know, if the dog had swallowed the ring, which happens quite a bit, apparently, then it would have been a good story, but he didn't.
Why?
Because he would have pooed out the ring.
Right, and that's how she would have got.
You're not with me at all today.
I'm not.
You're somewhere else.
Your brain has taken you down some very strange places.
Because, hey, Mandy's thinking, it's my birthday. I don't have to be here mentally.
You're like Alice in Wonderland. I never know which rabbit hole you're going to disappear into.
The question is,
what wrecked the proposal? We want to know if this has happened to you or a friend of yours. We've got Busby Maru tickets to give away. What wrecked the proposal?
So 4324444, was it one of your kids taking off their pants and urinating? Was it a dog pooing next to you? What?
These were just examples.
These are just examples. Exactly.
Something else might have happened to you.
What wrecked a proposal you know about, or was it yours? We'd love to hear the story. 4324444 is the number.
Julie from Narara, you've got a bit of a strange one. Tell us your story.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Morning.
My story happened many years ago. I was out with my ex-boyfriend celebrating his departure, moving up to Queensland with his family. We were going out for dinner, and all of a sudden, as we're crossing the road at Bondi Junction going to the Leagues Club, he drops on one knee and he proposes to me in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just gone, no, watch out for the taxi, and kept walking and ignored him sort of thing. I thought he's just having a mental breakdown because he's leaving or something. But then many years later, he proposed again, very romantically, in the same spot.
Same spot.
All I could think about a bit was the last proposal where we sort of had the no moment. I did say yes.
And you said yes.
20 years.
Oh.
But the second proposal was in the same spot. It was really surreal thinking about proposing again.
How weird.
And it was sort of odd.
So yes.
But you married him in the end and you're happy?
Yes, 20 years married last September.
That's wonderful, Julie.
Going strong, but yeah.
He had to ask twice.
He had to ask twice. Well, good on you, Julie. That's fantastic. No taxis involved in that one. Let's go to Vinny in Booker Bay. Morning, Vinny.
Morning.
Now, Vinny, tell us about your proposal that went wrong.
Okay, my husband proposed when we were 18 back in Ingleburn RSL, so back in the day when they used to do the announcement for the, I think, 7 o'clock, the, the veterans.
Yeah, yes.
And he started, I didn't realise because I was oblivious and I was so nervous and whatever, and he, I had my eyes closed, and he slipped the ring on, And I opened my eyes and the auditorium was all dark, so I got such a shock. I yelled out a big loud swear word in front of everybody. Right at the wrong moment.
Right when they were doing the
Lest we forget.
Lest we forget.
And
The old whistle.
Oh, oh no.
That makes it more memorable, though.
It does.
Know, lest we forget.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Every time you hear that ode, you'll remember him.
We always have a laugh. And then, I thought I'd fainted.
Oh, that is so funny. Vinny, we're going to send you along to Busby Maru.
Oh, terrific. Thank you so much.
You'll enjoy that.
2GO presents Busby Maru. Got you back regional tour, Long Jetty Hotel on the 25th of May. You can get tickets at busbymaru.com, but you got a double pass. Okay, Vinny?
Thank you so much.
All right. No worries at all.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Royal wedding. Talk about the royal wedding. The boss wants us to talk about the royal wedding.
You know, I think we just lost like 70% of our listeners.
Yeah, all three of them.
For so many reasons.
Yes.
For so many reasons.
I did like that, though. That was pretty funny.
Did you like that?
Should we play it again?
It's your birthday. You can do whatever you like.
Okay, let's play it again.
Royal wedding. Talk about the royal wedding. The boss wants us to talk about the royal wedding.
I'm sorry about that.
They can accuse us of anything on this show, but they cannot accuse us of not having quality.
Exactly.
It's quality.
How many hours were spent on that?
Yes.
So many hours.
You know what people are spending hours on?
Mm.
The royal wedding.
They are.
And I'm over it because I've read things about the royal family and I think...
You're not a fan. You've made that very clear from the start with me that you're not a fan of the royal family.
We should be like they're just people, though.
Remember, they're not just people.
They are reptiles. They are shape-shifting reptiles. And see, I love this show because you laugh a little bit, but you also learn things.
Mm.
People go, "Well, I didn't know that." People driving to their work right now going, "Well, I did. I suspected the Queen may be a lizard, but I wasn't sure."
More than anyone, I think Prince Philip looks like a lizard. He reminds me of one of those creatures out of The Dark Crystal. Does anyone remember the film The Dark Crystal?
Yes,
he looks like one of the Skeksis.
He's a Skeksi. What?
Skeksi.
Anyway. Nazi, I think, would be a better, they're all Germanic. They're not even English, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
But I have an ally in, what's her name?
Emma Thompson.
Yes. That's, Emma Thompson is one of my favorite actresses. I'm actually in love with her so much that I go blank every time I bring up her name.
Mm.
I think you're overwhelmed. No, I think she's brilliant. And,
she is, actually.
And I thought, before this statement that she made, I thought we had nothing in common. But now we do. We have one thing in common. We both hate the royals.
This is what she said.
I have nothing to say about it.
Really?
Really.
You wish them well?
Obviously, yes, but I don't know them. They're, of course I do. Stop it. Just stop it, okay? Stop doing the, ooh, let's talk about the royal wedding.
Stop it. Let's talk about the royal wedding. She's over it. She's over it, and so am I. And I think a lot of people are just like, they've had it up to here with the royal wedding.
Well, you just said it's my birthday. I can do anything I want.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about the royal wedding.
Okay. Happy birthday. Wait, is it still your birthday?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
What a show we've had today. It's been extraordinary. And if you've just joined us and you've missed
That's
it.
That's the word.
If you've missed it, I hope you did something like I hope you made love.
I hope you did something important instead of listen to this show. Is that what you're saying?
I hope, yeah, something that to top the
Happy
quality.
Birthday!
Happy birthday!
There's a studio invasion happening at the moment for Mandy's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear Mandy.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Oh, and there's candles and there's smoke. Let's set off the fire alarm here in the studio.
Oh, my badge as well. What's my badge say? old mole. Girl.
Birthday girl. There you go.
Old mole?
Yeah.
I refuse. No, come on. Hey.
Oh, there's a sparkler coming as well. Wow. Okay, we're really trying to set up the fire alarm.
I think the boss is genuinely worried about the fire alarm now.
Okay. Fan that out. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Beautiful things. I was going to do the moon walk.
It's great to celebrate your birth. Your birthday with the loss of an eye. Did you see he came in and just exploded
popped
that
it
thing
right in my face? That's all right. That's good. Oh, look, I'm going to go blind anyway. I'm getting old. So.
From everyone here at the team, though, Mandy, the whole building, SCA, we love you. And,
you're fired. It's a
you're
nice
not.
Way of letting you go.
Have a great birthday today, all right?
Thank
we love you dearly.
Thank you.
If you want to catch up with the show, do that. 2GOFM.com.au or download the app. We're out of here. Catch you tomorrow, 5:30. Bye.
Bye-bye.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.